people are still reacting to a report released Monday by the Milwaukee Health Department about problems plaguing its lead prevention program. A city council committee is due to take up the report Wednesday. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talks with people affected by lead contamination in children.
Families clog a health clinic on Milwaukee's north side, many holding letters that state, "Dear parent or guardian, one or more of your children had a blood lead test result within the last few years." The message was for kids who tested positive for elevated lead from 2015 through 2017. Because of spotty record keeping, the public health department wasn't sure it had notified all affected families over that time span, so it sent out 6,500 letters and scheduled free lead clinics. Parent Joaquiana Smith knew nothing about goings-on at the health department. Smith has her own worries. Back in September, her son had just turned 2 and was diagnosed with elevated lead. When Smith received the form letter, it confused her. She headed to the free clinic just to be safe. Smith says by the time she left, she was much better informed. For one, she found out a lead pipe feeds drinking water into her home. At least 70,000 Milwaukee families are in the same boat.
I just found that out today because I was wondering, like, how did he get lead? How is that even possible? I did everything I could, buying bottled water, or I was actually boiling some of his water. I didn't know that you can't get rid of lead from boiling the water. I found that out today. Yeah, because it wasn't explained in detail like that when we was here back in September.
Clarence Wesby's kids are grown, but he's the proud grandfather of 4.
8 months, 1 year, 3 and 5.
Wesby already knew the house he recently moved into has lead service lines.
So I said, well, let me get on this because, like I said, my grandkids come by. And hey, granddaddy, can we get some water? Now you can get some water.
Yeah. Wesby was impressed the city pulled together the free clinic and is glad to get a water filter to protect his grandchildren. But he wants city leaders to come up with a comprehensive plan for lead service line replacement.
This is for our health and safety.
Water as a source of lead poisoning is newer to Milwaukee's public health vocabulary. The city has called water a secondary source. Chipping, peeling, or cracking lead-based paint is number one. The health department points to progress made on the paint front. At last count, more than 18,000 housing units have been made lead safe in Milwaukee, thanks to HUD and Community Development Block Grant dollars. Right now, there's no ready funding source to replace miles of lead pipe. As the city kicked off its special lead clinics last week, Mayor Tom Barrett focused on paint.
Well, I want to stress that this is primarily a lead paint issue.
That message exasperates parent Tori Lowe. He's certain his son's lead contamination resulted from water. Before Lowe moved in, the landlord replaced windows and removed lead paint. So Lowe carried out his own lead investigation.
Once they tested him and said his lead levels was up, I followed him for a couple days. You know, I kind of watched, you know, what he was doing.
His son headed into the bathroom.
He finished washing his hands and he was drinking. He would make that cup and started sipping. And I hurried up and yanked him from the sink. And I said, I didn't know that this could happen.
Lowe says he asked the health department to test the water, but his levels weren't high enough. He tested at 5.9. A reading of 20 triggers an in-home lead risk assessment. Milwaukee's protocol matches the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's. So Lowe bought a testing kit that detected lead in his water.
My son and many other children have to grow up with a disadvantage. If anybody knew about this and didn't speak and try to help these children, that's a crime.
Lowe says he takes responsibility for his job as a parent. He wants city leaders to exercise theirs. He wants equal emphasis placed on the threat of lead in paint and in water. In Lowe's mind, the public health message is straightforward.
Stop drinking the water if you got a house with lead laterals. Make sure you get your child tested and make sure that you put a filter on the sink.
Lead seems to top the list for the city this week. This afternoon, the Steering and Rules Committee will dig into the Health Department's report. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.